Today we turn our hearts to one of the most well-known parables of Jesus, the parable of the prodigal son. We might know it under the title, the parable of the lost son. This story found in our gospel reading from Luke 15 is not just about a rebellious child who returns home, but it is about the amazing grace of our Heavenly Father, who welcomes sinners with open arms. It reminds us that no matter how far we stray, God is always ready to receive us back with love and mercy. This parable teaches us about repentance, the depth of God's forgiveness, and the dangers of self-righteousness. This parable is, at its core, a tale of three hearts: the rebellious heart of the younger son, the hardened heart of the older son, and the gracious heart of the father. Each character in this parable represents a different response to God's amazing love and grace. And it may even cause us to ask ourselves, which of the three are we? The parable begins with the younger son who asks for his inheritance while his father is still alive. In doing so, it was like saying, I can't wait until you're dead. In fact, I wish you were dead now, because your money is more important to me than your life. Amazingly, the father divides his livelihood, all his property, all his means of support, between the two sons. The younger son takes his share of the wealth and spends it recklessly in a far country, squandering all he has on prostitutes and wild living. He lives in excess and sin, enjoying the brief pleasures of this world. But sin always has its consequences. When famine strikes, he finds himself poor and alone, reduced to feeding pigs, an unthinkable disgrace for a Jewish man. He has gone from wealth and privilege to complete humiliation. But in his despair, he comes to his senses and decides to return to his father. He prepares his confession. Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired hands. He realizes that even a servant in his father's house is better off than he is now. This moment of repentance is crucial. It's not just the regret that he ran out of money, but it is a true turning away from sin and back to his father. And as the son returns, something remarkable happens. His father sees him a long way off and runs to him. In the cultural context of Jesus' time, dignified men did not run. Running required lifting one's robes, which would expose the legs, an act considered undignified and even shameful. Men of stature walked slowly as a sign of honor, control, self-respect. But the father throws all notion of honor, respect to the wind and runs out to greet his son. Before the son can even finish his confession, the father embraces him and orders a celebration, bringing out the best robe, placing a ring on his finger, and killing the fattened calf. This is not solely to celebrate his son's return, but are symbols of a full restoration to the household. In Jewish society, a son who has wasted his inheritance among Gentiles would bring public disgrace upon his family. The father running out to greet the son while he is way off may have prevented the community from bringing judgment on him, perhaps preventing the villagers from cutting off that dishonored son from the community. So instead of shame and judgment, the father brings or restores the son immediately with a robe, a ring, and sandals, which are symbols of family belonging. The robe signifies honor, the ring represents authority, and the feast shows his reinstatement as a son, not as a servant. But the parable doesn't end here. The older brother, upon hearing the celebration, becomes very angry He refuses to go to the party. He's bitter that his father would welcome back such a sinner. He believes that his years of obedience should have earned him a celebration. He sees himself as being loyal and deserving, while his brother is undeserving and should be cast aside. Here we see quite a contrast between the older son and the father. The father runs towards the younger son, eager to embrace him. But the older son stays away, refusing to even step inside to join the celebration. The older son resents the father's grace, choosing to stand outside in his bitterness. And even though the father's love is available to both sons, he is unwilling to accept it. At the heart of the parable are three individuals, each with a different response to a father's love and grace. The younger son represents the heart of rebellion. He seeks fulfillment in the world and only returns when he realizes that nothing quite satisfies like his father's love. This really is a picture of God's grace. The son deserved nothing, yet he received everything. This is the grace that we receive in Christ. Our Heavenly Father does not make us work our way back into his favor. He meets us, forgives us freely, restores us as his children. It is not about what we do, but about what Christ has done for us. The older son represents the heart of self-righteousness. He believes he has earned his place and resents the grace shown to others. Jesus highlights the danger of self-righteousness through the image of the older brother. The older son represents the Pharisees and all the work that they think that they can do to earn God's favor through their works. He fails to see that they too need God's grace. While outwardly obedient, their heart is filled with resentment and pride. And the father pleads with the older son, just as God pleads with us, to soften our hearts and rejoice when sinners repent. God's love is not something we can earn. It is freely given. Now the father represents the heart of God, full of grace, mercy, and relentless love, seeking a relationship with both sons. God's grace is abundant. He calls us to repent, to recognize our need for him, and to celebrate the salvation of others. Whether you have wandered away or have always been near but hardened in heart, the Father calls you home. His grace is sufficient, his mercy is unending, and his love is beyond measure. This parable is an invitation to us to reflect on our own hearts. Which of these three hearts most closely resembles yours? Are you in rebellion, needing to return and repent? Are you standing outside, self-righteous, without grace for others? Or are you the very picture of the love of the Father? This prodigal son parable could really be called a tale of three hearts: the rebellious heart of the younger son, the hardened heart of the older son, and the gracious heart of the Father. Each character in the parable represents a different response to God's love and his grace. And it may even cause us to ask ourselves, which of the three are we? If you have the prodigal heart that has strayed, just remember, God welcomes you back. At the same time, God warns those that have a heart of self-righteousness that we must not look down on others, but instead rejoice whenever a lost soul is found. God wants us to reflect the gracious heart of the Father, quick to forgive, quick to show mercy. May we always remember that our standing before God is not based on our merits, but on His grace. Like the father in the parable, God welcomes us home with loving arms, calling us also to be quick to show mercy, quick to show forgiveness to those who seek it. May we never withhold love from those who need it the most. In Jesus' name. Amen.